Okay, so let's start over, everyone. So we're going to do cross crawls. This is how I started it way back at 9 o'clock. So if everybody will stand up and do the cross crawls. So this means we're going to cross the brain barrier, and we're going to take our left hand to our right knee, and then we're going to follow it up with our right hand to our left knee. We're going to go back and forth. Do this about 20 times and repeat this. I am receiving and accepting the abundant flow of the universe. And say that over and over again. I am receiving and accepting abundant flows of the universe. I am receiving and accepting abundant flows of the universe. I am receiving exquisite intuition to design my abundant life. I am receiving exquisite intuition to design my abundant life. Okay. All right. So our next thing we're going to do is go over a question. And the first question is, how do I get my core strong without having to go through a lot of fuss? And the way we do that is turn on my light. Okay, so when we turn on the light, it's like flipping a switch. And to flip the switch, just do it like you would do a light switch and allow a line of strength to go from below your tailbone. You can take it all the way to the heart of the planet, all the way up past your head and down again. Let that flow, move. I'm strengthening everyone to any interference and allowing the light to be very strong. Okay, strengthening everybody's core. So when the question came in, how do I stay, keep the light going without having to stop and focus? I just want to clarify that. You keep the light going in your core, the strength going in your core by flipping the switch. You can do that in a second. You don't have to focus on anything. You just keep the light on. You keep the strength going. And you want to do this all day long. Okay? That keeps your strength rolling in your body. And then you can say whatever you're working on. I'm 100% infinite potential to this. I am 100% infinite potential to my abundant life. I am. And then just go ahead and continue to be strong to anything. And if you're new to that, you might do that quite a bit during the day, or at least two or three times a day, just to keep the strength going and the programming going within the biofield, within the computer. Now, the heart work that we do does take an emotional thing. Now, you can strengthen your body in order to make things work for you, and it's very instant. It's in a second. You can get rid of symptoms. You can draw things true to you. We have someone who's going to have a job interview on Tuesday. So how that would look is, I am 100% infinite potential to this interview, to the time of the interview, to the place of the interview, to the people I'll meet. I'm 100% infinite potential in my confidence, in my competency. So every place she doesn't feel competent about it, she'll want to clean that up. Take a deep breath and allow the belly to expand and then pull the belly back in with your exhale, with your belly button all the way to your spine. I had the question how to help us stop focusing on lack, poverty, abuse, homeless, consciousness. Okay, that's you flip the switch and you go to your strength. I am creating my abundant universe. That's just flipping the switch is what that is. Now, to the degree that we're holding our fractal pieces in another time, space, and dimension that keeps us returning to this, no matter how often we flip the switch, that's when we do our fractal heart balancing work. So we're streaming unconditional love and acceptance into our heart, and we'll do this right now. Go ahead and stream it. I want you to think of the most loving thing you can, the thing you accept the most in the world. That could be beauty. That could be nature. That could be a flower. That could be the look in your pet's face, a newborn's face. Take a deep breath. And this takes a little longer if you've not done it, but once you get in the habit, it will happen instantly, just like the light. And you open your heart. Okay, the parts of you that are feeling, for those of you, because I can feel it, you are feeling a little sarcastic about this. Love the part that's feeling sarcastic. Love the part that doesn't believe. I'd like you to build a sanctuary in your heart right now. And we'll bring in the dolphins to assist with this. So we'll have streams, pods of dolphins joining all of you who are on the call now and that will listen in the future. We'll allow the dolphin energy, the essential dolphin energy, to disentangle any interference. We certainly had one earlier. Allow that just to disentangle. Return parts of it to the light. Any participation that was part of us, we'll call that soul piece back to our heart. Very good. Clearing the space and allow the dolphins to do a deep dive into the earth with you. Okay, strongest giving you can give yourself is the light and the unconditional love and acceptance. There isn't anything stronger you can give yourself, because once you have that down, you will be able to make other things flow much faster in your life. That's when your manifestation quickens. And you rise above materialism. You don't want things just for the sake of having a thing. You want things because they assist other people, or they assist you, or they increase the quality of life. And it's not out of a selfish place. It's out of a co-creative space. Take a deep breath. All the parts of you that are involved in materialism or in the sense of worshiping things more than the life and the light within you, let's go ahead and invite those pieces into our heart, and we'll let the dolphins assist us in gathering all the pieces ready to shift. Anything that doesn't need to shift or doesn't want to, that's fine. We let everything choose. So all the parts that are ready, we invite that into the sanctuary of our heart. Very good. All right. So some of these pieces actually are sad because they don't get what they want. They have a lot of wanting involved, and that's the program that they're running. So what we'll do is we'll go in and let's love the soul fractal piece, which is love and light within it. It's just following the program. It's just part of your consciousness doing this thing. So let's love it and allow it to free itself. And in doing so, we can leave wanting behind and have having. Let the light flow. Some of you are doing it now and it's syncing up. Others are just feeling the light. Another important part of this process is to keep the core strong. So we're strengthening the core. There we go. And accepting these pieces to come back home. And you are the home. Your core is the home. And you might say, well, I thought, you know, the universe was home. Yes, but you are the expression of that in your body. That's your core. Take a deep breath. And I'd like to strengthen everybody's core to giving to the self. I mean, we're starving ourselves. We're wanting things in the world, but we're starving our inner world, our core. So let's go ahead and bring in the parts of ourself that resist allowing the love and the light. And some of those pieces are really sad, but let's invite them into our heart and stream unconditional love to these parts. That's syncing up for many of you now. We'll keep the core strong so it can sync up stronger and go ahead and synthesize within so the full integration takes place. All right. Let's go to all time, spaces, and dimensions where you felt the universe could not support you and wouldn't support you for whatever reason. Any place you felt like you were not deserving, you were too broken, it went against your religion, it went against your family, it went against your community. Let's go ahead and invite those parts in. All the parts ready to integrate now, and this is a big one. There's lots and lots of pieces coming forward for everybody now. Into the heart, and we're streaming unconditional love for everybody now. Okay, I want to talk about deserving. Deserving is kind of silly if you think about it. I mean, where it's like turning on a light switch. Did we deserve to turn on the light switch? Well, that's when you think about it, it doesn't make too much sense. It's like, do I deserve blah, blah, blah? Well, all you have to do is have everything aligned and it happens. Deserving is just a judgment put on it. So love all the times that you've tripped yourself up with that word, deserving, and let's run the light through it. If you were on that call, we take many light colors and we run it through all the letters. And for the bilingual folks on the call, do it in all the languages that you actually operate in or dream in any related words. And unworthy. Okay, it's a big opening in a few of your hearts, so I'm going to go ahead and let the dolphins swim in and out of the hearts, the throats, the third eye, the pineal, and we're going to go all the way through, all the way down the core of the body. You might feel energies move out. There's lots of old energy, old density leaving all of you now. I'm really hoping that this is that many of you will transcend the need to have a begging kind of pleading energy about your manifestation that only slows you down. So for the part of you that feels begging or pleading or that that's a strategy you're using, please go ahead and bring those pieces back into your heart that are ready to shift that and up-level it now. Of all the ways we invest in ourselves, the light and the love that we allow to be with us is our number one investment. Anything that clears the biofield allows everything to up-level in your life. Without the light and without the unconditional feeling of you, you wouldn't exist. So we're just suggesting we raise that up. Okay, very good. So all the parts of yourself that felt undervalued, unvalued, not valued, not important, I'd like you to invite those parts back into your heart. Any that are ready to integrate and have a different storyline. Allow that to come. Some of you have a resistance to calm and confident, and it's very deep. And I'd like you to invite any parts of yourself ready to give that up, that resistance, and accept a calm, confident life. Invite those into your heart now. Okay. I had the question to please obliterate interference patterns that may be inhibiting full alignment in the infinite potential. So I know that's a serious question, so I'm going to go to the source connection with everyone and just do a check for you. There's just a few small things. Some of us have very big pieces of ourselves outside of ourselves that are operating in interference, sabotage, this sort of thing. And So we're on our sixth call, and for anybody who's now ready to integrate more pieces of the saboteur, who wants to make you wrong, the one that wants to interfere with light coming, had a little bit of that earlier on the call, let's just go ahead and invite that back into your heart, the piece that's ready to transform now, the part that feels denied, the part that feels left out, the part that's split off and has been fighting against you. Any soul pieces you have that are operating at that level, let's empower yourself to bring them back, because the parts that are you will up-level you immediately when they come back. So invite any that are ready. Now, we're not asking for the interference pattern of the entire universe to come into your heart. We're asking the part of you that is participating in that split reality to come, if it's ready. Okay, some of you are bringing big pieces. And as you're ready, let anything that wants to come into your heart. There you go. That's really beautiful. Three of you just did a nice job, and that's already synchronizing. For the rest, I'm just going to go ahead and help you gather, and the dolphins will assist. Here we go. The phrase that comes to me is keep you in the dark, that you are not supposed to be in the light. So all the parts of yourself that didn't get the memo that it's okay to be in the light, we're sending that memo out now and gathering them and bringing them back. Some of these are a lot of many, many small fractal pieces. That's fine. Everything coming back is helpful. Streaming the unconditional love. And why do we do this? Because after the integration, we are more powerful. We're more empowered. We have more light. We can carry more light. We are wiser, and we have more self-acceptance and love. Okay, there's some people who have been in some old wars that are ready to have those pieces come back, and I'm going to stay with you because this is important. And for everyone else, I'd like you just to allow all the parts of yourself that are ready to integrate to come in now. The dolphins will assist in choosing the parts, bringing the parts, escorting them back to you. And remember, sometimes our mind wanders and we think more about the split part than our core. Our core must be strong to allow the integration. So I am holding the strength for everyone's integration. Some of you were involved in, I'm just going to call it like a galactic war, and your soul was split into thousands and thousands of pieces. Some of you are ready to gather more pieces of yourself through that explosion back. And let's do that now. Strengthening everyone, 100% infinite potential to the abundant universe. Anything remaining in other time, spaces, or dimensions that are ready to integrate with you now, let them come. Your core is like the porch light. holding the light open. Okay, we're allowing the dolphin pods to swim up and down your core, looking for any parts within your core now that are ready to up level, and we'll just strengthen those now. Any patterns within the body that slow you down, we'll delete. Okay, I want to work on trauma bonds. Some of you have recurring patterns of trauma bonds with people that through deep abuse or as a very young person, you had to give your essence away in order to stay safe or to be loved. I'd like you to invite all aspects of your essence that you gave away to come home now. Inviting all aspects of self-esteem to come home. Anything interfering with who you are and who you might be. Deleting all projections given to you for thinking less than your beautiful divine self. One of our emails said that she was still working with Nothing Works, and I'm going to ask all of you to bring any parts of you that might be vibrating with Nothing Works back into your heart now. And let's love the part that's playing that game, that's feeling that, that's experiencing it and creating it on your behalf. Okay. So for those calling in the trauma bonds, go ahead and allow those aspects of yourself that need the trauma and are bonding with people through that home. It's also another type of war or experience of pain that we share with another person through love. Allow that part to unhook and to come home and allow the escorts to bring them freely back to you. These are soul fractal parts, but they're probably also described as inner child bondings. And so if you feel a baby or a child coming back, just allow it. any trauma that you're holding for other people, we can return that to the light, their highest self, so you don't have to hold that. We are upgrading our grids and connections to other people for harmonious love. So where we're bonding with people through trauma, we're going to allow that to up-level now. When we have extraordinary awareness of the inner workings of our world and how it all works together in harmony and co-creation, we're able to see the grids and how we connect to other species, the plant kingdoms, the bird kingdoms, the earth itself, the minerals, the air, how it's all connected within the planet and within the universe, how people and families are, and we're cleaning up all those grids. The grids have been broken. A lot of grids are broken right now, and they're being repaired and restored. And so as we return to love and light, we assist that restoration. Now, this is why I've talked about the upgrading of a bodhisattva mission. Those who have decided to stay with people in a suffering way and suffer with them, that's getting shifted back to its more original refinement, which means that we're turning on the lights for other people, and we turn them on for ourselves as an example for other people to turn them on. Take a deep breath. Today, everyone will be connected with the grid of the essential dolphin work. And of course, that does relate to many of the dolphin species that we see on our planet. But it's also that essential place that created dolphins in the first place. It's very high, high energy. And the one that I work with, I don't know if that's true for everyone, is involved within and above celestial kingdoms. Take a deep breath. Okay. There's probably not a faster way to magnetize your body than running essential dolphin energy through it. It's open. It allows other people to lighten up within the joy and the playfulness of being with you and creating with you. Okay. Okay, I did have a question about wanting to get a small push for a contract signing, and they also used the word waiting. I'm waiting for money to come to me. And waiting is a weak word for creating. So I want you to lift that up. All the places you are waiting for whatever you're waiting for, please bring in the energy of that and let's realign it. People who have this sense of they're still waiting, they're actually waiting for someone else's energy, and that's never how it works. I'll say it again. People who are putting out the vibe of I am waiting are actually waiting for someone else to come in and fix it. And that isn't how you get to a quick manifestation. So you always want to shift yourself when you feel yourself waiting for more, more money, more contracts, more time, more support. That means that what we've done is we've missed our own creation in that. So let's go. And for everyone waiting for their own support, extra time, extra money, let's just go ahead and bring that in. All the parts that are waiting. And let's love them into having. So some of these parts are pretty stubborn, I want you to know. So let's love. Let's stream and strengthen our core to bring them in. I say stubborn in a laughing way. Mostly what we want is just allow them to come home. Now, some of the ways that we work with this is in the abundance garden that everybody has. One of the things I like about it is it lets you set the energy and let it go and let the universe align it for you. And then our job is to constantly go back to center when we catch ourselves out of center or out of our core strength. So let's go ahead and all the places we were realigned with all the cosmic energies happening with whatever else was going on, allow that to come in now. It's impossible to give from an empty cup. So when we allow ourselves to get so exhausted, we're not able to really support another. We're running on fumes and it just wears everybody down. It doesn't even really assist the person we're trying to assist. So let's get everybody's cup really full. Here we go. Hey, beautiful. All right. So some of you are asking questions about how do I get this one specific thing to work? This one thing right here. How do I get this one way I really insist it will be to work? I want you to take a deep breath. And I want you to allow the universe to give to you in any way that it can give to you. We set our intention with our garden. We set things up in a certain way. But we allow the universe just to give because it's going to give us what we're ready for and what we're aligned to. So all the clearings and integratings we do are a way to get us more prepared, more aligned, able to receive more. Take a deep breath. Strengthening everybody to having. Wanting things to happen in a certain way and only within a certain parameter that you've set, in some ways, is a little bit like the materialism that we talked about before. Now, is it good to have an idea and a plan? Yes, it is. But it's also good to keep things open because sometimes our insistence that it be one way keeps it from happening another way. So take a deep breath. All the blocks that you might have there, Let's delete those, zero minus infinity, and reset 100% infinite abundance within your life. So what's the core thing in making something happen within the alignment? That is neutrality. So when you know that you really must have it come this one way through this one business, then sometimes you might be out of balance there. You might be out of your neutrality. So that's why I stick with it's going to happen this way or a better way. I always make things neutral that way because sometimes the universe is a lot smarter than I am, and I would say most of the time. So take a deep breath, and all the parts of yourself that resist it happening another way, let's love those parts. That's when your branch is so far out on in one direction that you're no longer balanced. So bring it in. Bring all your energy back in. All of your wants and desires back in. So this is when we neutralize things like having, not having, receiving, not receiving. Being supported, not being supported. Many of you are having that still. So let's go into not feeling supported. All the places you do not feel supported, let's invite those aspects back into you. Okay, let's go ahead and fill the cup. The cup can't be full, by the way, if you have a lot of neediness in one direction or another. That's your mind playing with your flow and cutting it up. It can also be a fractal piece that feels like it never got what it needed. Invite that one home. Those are often small childhood pieces of ourselves that felt like things were always denied us. Bring that part home. If your computer is operating correctly and you sit down at your desk to operate it, you don't want your computer saying, but I really want to go play this program for you. That's not going to be very efficient. You are the creator, and your energy in your core needs to stay neutral for it to work the same way that you would with the universe. So take a deep breath. All the places your programs are playing programs in the background you don't need, let's invite those back in. It doesn't hurt. In fact, it's a grand idea to neutralize everything every day. Okay, you guys are really moving and growing. And I know that might be a little shocking of how that feels, because it's like you're operating in a room, but you didn't get the instructions as how to make it all work. But it is working behind the scenes. There's a lot of stuff going on. Okay, all the parts that feel lost or loss, I'd like you to invite those in. So those of you who feel a little beat up when I said you should stop waiting for things, all the parts that got disentangled there, let's love each one. The part that feels denied. The part that feels separate. The part that feels like it's never going to get it. The part that's been locked away in darkness so long, it's trying to find its way out. Let's invite those parts in for everyone. Those always seem to be the wisest to me, the ones that were in the darkness the longest. They have so much amazing stuff in there. Synchronizing. I did have a question for someone who's caretaking a husband, and I want to say that it's not uncommon when roles switch that it begins to feel like you don't have anything in common. So let's strengthen all the parts that feel that loss, and let's strengthen that sense of appreciating each moment where you do have a laughter or a loving second or two. So we can appreciate moments of love and levity and occasional meetings of the mind. And let's expand those. Sometimes as a caretaker, we really have to get out of the house and keep returning the house to the energy that works for you. So let's strengthen everybody's house. Let's fill everybody's cup and let's expand. We also had a question about how do I expand? I feel really tied up. So here we go. Let's expand. I'd like you to just allow your light, that limitless light, to go all the way out past your body as far as is comfortable for you. Fill the house, fill the planet, fill the universe, fill your community, all the way out to your garage, wherever that is for you, just fill and allow it to expand. This is also how we connect with our grids, by the way. We hook up with other sources of prosperity we may not have thought about. Imagine if you had insisted that your prosperity only come in this one way and the universe had 20 other amazing ways that were even better, but you were so insistent on this one that you missed all those. Take a deep breath. Allow those pieces to come in that are insistent. So with this, allowing the light to move, that insistent is like rolling the boulder up the mountain. It's a lot of energy to insist the universe only work in that one way. And sometimes our minds are so wrapped up in our energy. I know that when I'm doing this, I know this because I can feel it in the background. I'm working on this one thing and I kind of know it's going to be something completely different. But what have I done? I've sort of engaged my mind to keep it busy while something else is happening behind the scenes. That's also the way that the abundance playground can work too. So I'm engaged with this one thing while something else completely different is showing up. But I'm keeping, it's like keeping the kids busy in the playroom, you know, while someone's getting the party ready. It's like that. So I know some of you also have experienced that. Let's love those parts. Rituals are a great way to keep the ego and the mind involved so that we don't, you know, we don't trip ourselves up. That we don't pull the plants out of the ground before they're ready. Okay. All right, I'm going to do a big strengthening for everyone. I'm going to check the field of the group and send some more dolphin energy through. I feel like a rhythm energy coming, I guess you could call it a bit of a pulse coming now. Okay, good. All right. I said this before, but I think things weren't working. With our sound. So the Facebook group is open. If you have not joined it, you're still welcome to join that if you would like. Some of the juicier tidbits within the Facebook I did send in the daily email. So if you're not a Facebook person, you didn't really miss that much. But if you want the community and you want to join, you're welcome to, even though this is our last call. And next time I run this, you can just be within the group. Everyone will just go right to that page. So you can participate in the Facebook page or participate in the group again when we do it. All right. So I'm going to go take some callers and hang on 1 second. Area code 503.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Regina. Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Regina. Hi. I think I tried to talk to you earlier.
Yes, you did. I was first time I've actually been on the live call in all the calls ever.
And there you were in a big party.
And I was like, you know, I just got to tell you, I mean, I remember I had my session with you like way back in February, and then right on, I think it was the last day of February, man, I'm talking family dynamics just shifted rapidly. I mean, my mom broke her hip. It was like I got the flu. It was like, oh, my God, I was burned off. And
you were what?
I got to the point I was like, I surrender. I can't do everything anymore.
You had a surrender lesson. Okay.
So
how is the family dynamics now?
It's like it's, you know, I was kind of noticing the energy, and it seemed like, you know, my mom was kind of helping burn off by breaking her hip in some weird way. You know, it was kind of weird. But, I mean, because she has, like, heart surgery stuff coming up. So it's like it's kind of pushed off everything. And then on my whole vacation, I had a vacation plan over 6 months ago, and I was totally dog sick with the flu. It was like my only vacation from everything and everyone, but I had to be really sick. But during that time, I knew I was burning off a lot of dynamics and energy and stuff. I was shifting really fast. And I guess to me, that was my fastest way to do it.
Okay. That happened.
Yeah, and now I'm coming out of it, but it was like, now I'm like, I've been working in different departments, but it was like, now I'm going back to my old department, but then I'm getting cut hours, and I'm like, okay, wait a second. I'm surrendering, and I guess, you know, I have faith that everything always falls into the right place. Like you were kind of saying, keeping your mind busy while the background, you know, keeping the kids busy, and it kind of makes sense, kind of when we're saying that. So,
right.
Like, all this has been going on while it's like, okay, I know opportunities are coming.
Right.
But it's like, but why do we have to make it so extremely crappy?
It doesn't,
I mean, you know,
okay.
You
know,
I accept it, you know, with grace, you know, it was kind of funny. But I was like, but why do we have to make it so hard, you know? And I was thinking about that. I'm like, can't we make it easier? Why do we have to shift so difficultly, you know, in such a difficult way?
Yeah, we can.
I was noticing, I'm going back to another department that I was starting it because I was helping bring in a new line into a new medical laboratory system. And so all of a sudden I'm being pulled back because they say they need me, but yet I'm still they cut my hours really significantly. I'm like, well, how do you really need me if you're giving me a lot less hours than I was working before? So it didn't make sense. But then I thought, well, I guess I could help out in the other parts of my life right now with taking care of my parents. You know,
okay, so take a deep breath. Okay, so you are spending a significantly more amount of time taking care of your parents?
Right now, yeah.
Is that what you wanted?
No.
Okay.
And I think what it is just that, and they're getting better faster. You know, I've really noticed a lot of significant changes and positive changes with both of them, even though, you know, one broke her hip and now I got two people in walkers. But the thing was, is I really noticed my dad stepped up. He's moving more, doing more.
Uh-huh.
Mom is getting better, but it's, you know, it's like a broken hip. It takes a while, you know, your body, but she's doing really well. I mean, very fast healing, you know,
okay.
And, but it's just kind of weird. And I'm like, okay, so my income is going to go down, which isn't going to help us trying to get it pay off stuff faster, you know.
Okay, so
which
you're
we
really
like
mental
to
right now. You're really mental right now. So take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
That's okay. Take a deep breath.
I guess I'm trying to explain. So I guess in some ways, when we're going through the whole dynamics of burning off everything, I guess it's, even though we're surrendering and we're like, we know and we have faith that everything is working in right timing. But
yeah, but look at where you have that. So take a deep breath and let me talk now.
Okay, good. Let's go.
All right. So now this surrender, if you feel into how you see surrender, it's like I gave up.
Okay.
Your surrender is more like you lost the battle and you're giving your flag to the other, you know, it's like, it's not a good surrender. A surrender is not a loss. A surrender is part of the co-creation and allowing something bigger than you to do it. So, of course, your mind might be thinking all those lost thoughts. So take a deep breath and let's bring in all the parts of yourself that surrendered in a way that made you feel less than, unworthy, out of control, and that you've lost yourself. Okay, so now we even have like a lost your life. So all the parts of yourself where your life was lost in surrender. And the control of your life was lost. So that's a big one for you. Let's bring in all the parts of yourself that feel out of control. Okay, so did you feel that?
I felt everything comes still, yes.
All right, so that coming still for you, you just got a lot more energy back in your midline, in your core. And so that was control. When you feel out of control, which I think is what you're describing here, things are falling apart. So the surrender part was a big one. How you think of surrender is I just give up. That's not the same thing.
I was throwing in the towel. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a whole different kind of surrender. That's a low level surrender.
Yeah.
So
I
lift
like
that up.
Yeah.
Yeah. No throwing in the towel. It's aligning. Your surrender is your alignment and letting something bigger than you take over.
Yes.
All right. So let's go to this job. So it's a good and a bad thing, right? You have more times with your parents. But you also have less money. So did you tell them what you wanted? Did you tell them that you wanted more hours, not less hours?
Oh, they've known that. It's a whole dynamic thing. When I look at it, it's kind of like they're trying to cut FTEs, meaning people positions, so they could save money.
Okay.
When actually they're just falling apart and they just are covering it up. So it's kind of like,
all right,
you know,
so take a deep breath. So, okay, so did you see what you did? I could just see your energy sort of bleeding into that scenario. Pull it back.
Okay.
Pull it back. You are the shining light within that scenario. And you that
right.
will, that scenario has got to operate around you because you're your creator, or
right.
you'll get propelled into another opportunity. But if you're the shining one, you don't want to be cooperative in your demise.
Right.
You want to be cooperative about being the one that they need the most.
Right. Well, and they're working on, I guess we're just, it's a sitting waiting game right now, waiting to see if I'm going to be upcoded, because I should be able to be upcoded because I've been working more hours than what I was coded.
Okay.
And so according to HR, it's supposed to happen. And a long time ago, I kind of knew I would be upcoded, but it's kind of like I'm changing the dynamics of how things used to work, which probably wasn't appropriate, meaning they weren't doing it appropriately or the right way. And it seems like I'm pushing the bar, making it happen the right way.
So listen to this. Listen to yourself. You're bleeding more energy into the pushing the bar and all of that.
Yeah.
So, again, your mind jumped in there. You're bleeding your energy into that. Pull it back.
Mm.
Just pull it back all to your core. The person who gets noticed in any working situation, in any sales event, is the one with the strongest core. The one who's going to be leading is the one that's the strongest within the core. So you're throwing in the towel and jumping into someone else's lower level grid than you want to actually operate in. So you want to stay strong within that core. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Now, something's working because your parents are healing faster than expected. So you're
right.
using a lot of energy there, and that's great. So just keep pulling back. Now, the part of you that feels a little bit like your life is wasted that way, I want you to bring that part back. There you are. So you're more neutral about your parents. You're not neutral about your work. So let's look at this. You still have like a fear of being laid off or something?
No, it's just my husband puts a lot of pressure and stress about our debt being paid, you know, and having the money to pay it off and not being in a good place with, like, family emergencies or the house or something. So we don't really have
Okay, now
backup.
We're not talking about our business anymore. You're talking about your family finances.
Yeah, Well,
right.
No, it's because of that I have to have more hours. He's pretty much putting that pressure on me that I got to make sure we have more hours. Kind of,
okay.
You know, the stress of that. So I don't know if I truly want more hours.
Your weakness is to the pressure. So let's go into the part of you that's feeling the pressure, and let's love that part. You can mentally beat yourself up a lot and turn yourself into a pretzel, and you are. That's exactly what it sounds like to me. But it won't help. It won't help your finances. There
right.
are times that that works because you mentally push yourself over the field, but then you're too exhausted to enjoy it or really accept it. So
right.
we're talking about just manifesting a different way. So just strengthen you to your husband's pressure. So what happens is once you get into this thinking, when you get into this surrender in the way that you did, you're now cutting off other avenues coming to you. Because mentally you're repeating over and over and over again what's not working, what you don't like. And the more you put out in the universe what you do not like, the more you get things you do not like. Take a deep breath. And it actually lowers your energy. You're not able to work on higher grids at that point. Because if you did, you'd be too destructive to yourself.
Right.
So just go ahead and love all those parts and let those just go. Very good. How are you doing, Regina? How do you feel?
Oh, I felt a little bit of the tears, a little bit of the happy, a little free, a little everything. Kind of all at once. Yeah.
Stay there.
Sorry, I kind of threw it all on the plate. Is it here, Sherry?
No, that's okay. But we had to work on this surrender business because you're probably not the only one feeling, you know, confused about that.
Yeah.
All right.
That's definitely spring cleaning.
Spring clearing, exactly. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. See here. All right, area code 314. Hello.
Sherry?
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
All right, well, I'm going on the other end of the extreme here.
Okay.
And I'm allowing you to just look at my body and what's going on and strength and whatever.
Okay.
You know, if you want to do something with the waiting thing, because you mentioned that, and that's something that's been huge for me. So wherever you want to go with that, that would be great.
Is this Dan?
Yes.
Hi, Dan.
Okay. Hi.
All right. Take a deep breath and let's look for where you're waiting. Okay, I'm strengthening your molecules to waiting and slow. And I kind of see you like stuck in a box, like a room. So let's bring in the part of you that's sort of in that that locked in room back into your heart. And strengthen your perception. Okay, now tell me about the waiting. How does the waiting feel? What comes up when you think of it?
I that was that box thing you were thinking about, or when you said that. Kind of, I don't feel that so much, but I do feel like I'm standing still. That's the difference now. It wasn't in a box, but I'm standing still.
Okay, so the part that's standing still. So the other thing is this is kind of odd, but when I looked at the word waiting for you, the letter that was weakest began with a T. And the interesting thing about a T is it's a cross, right? And so let's go ahead and work on the alignment horizontal to vertical. And that's standing still. Now, how does waiting work in your life this week? How did it work? Was it like this thing that it's going to what goes through your head when you think about waiting?
Last night I went through this in my feelings and all that. So it kind of, I guess, for the week, waiting I'm waiting for an intuitive call, you know, to move in a direction. And, yes, that's
are you getting that every day? Are you asking for the intuitive call every day?
No, I'm not. I don't think I am.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not putting the intention out.
Okay. So this is your new thing every day. What are you can choose any number you want. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 to 10. If you're really busy, sometimes 1 to 3 is just fine. What is it that I need to be doing to move into my direction? What's the intuition for this? So then these are the most important things for me to do tomorrow. It might be take care of yourself. It might have nothing to do with what your goal is. It might be you need to have more broccoli in your life. It might be I need you to do this sort of exercise instead. It could be anything, but just start following it. So allow that to come in. Ask and receive. That is the rule. That's how you build intuition, to ask and receive. And we always start with the simple things. So you're going to get a list of what's the most important thing for me to do tomorrow. Now, the amazing thing about this practice is if you do that over a short period of time, even months, you will notice that something is building under the ground that is beyond what you planned. It always is that way. It could be something just with more stability, more roots than you thought, going in a different direction. This way has helped me a lot in my life and my money. And it can be anything, Dan, that can come to you, but just do it. And it can be, but it's really what's going to build the foundation for your practice. Now, do you trust what you hear?
I don't think so. I don't think I do. And, you know, the question as you were talking, I was feeling this out going, okay, well, how do I do this? Because you're saying to ask and then do things. Well, how do I receive that answer? And I'm thinking, well, that's what I don't know if I'm connected to. So maybe I don't trust. And also, is it a kinesthetic feel? Like, oh, I feel like making eggs today. I feel, you know what I mean? Is that the connection for me?
That's the beginning of the connection for you. So to build intuition, I start slowly. So grocery store is a great place for this. Do I want apples or oranges today? And then feel what the message is. What is in my highest and best good, apples or oranges? So what are the consequences if you choose incorrectly? Probably not that big. But we build that intuition on simple things so that when we have to ask the big things, we know what the signals feel like. Okay. We know what a yes feels like. So I think we did this in medical intuitive, but let's go into all of the ways that you can get your answer. If you're involved in martial arts, which you are, you might be getting them from your gut. Mm-hmm. You get your answers from your gut, or do they float into your head? How do you get them?
I'm typically moving. When I'm moving, the creativity is really flowing, and I get all my, oh, that's what I need to do. Oh, that's what I, you know, I
there
can be working
go.
Out.
Oh, exactly. So for you, it might be during my workout today, I want to know the 3 things I need to do today or tomorrow. Just, I don't know what time you do this, but I often do it before I go to bed at night. And then through my night, the universe starts working with me in that unconscious way. What's going on? How do I build what I'm going to do tomorrow? And sometimes it's very, very simple. And then one day you hear call so-and-so, and it's like it often comes as like a shock. But a lot has happened in the background. So that's how you build your destiny. That's how you build what happens next. It's led me to jobs and contracts I never thought I wanted, but turned out to be amazingly good for me. One time I was led to a job where I made, 2 to 3 times the money in the amount of time that I did in my other job, and I resisted it every step of the way, but I did it. I didn't think it was the job I was supposed to have, but oh my gosh, what an amazing job that was. So I didn't even appreciate it the entire time I had it, but I cashed the check anyway. And now I fondly look back on that and think, wow, what a waste of resistance in that. Yeah. You know, that was really a good job. But see, our mind really can play with us this way.
Well, and I do the creation statements, you know, every morning and night. So I'm building the energy there. And I think that's what I've been kind of relying on as far as keeping intuitively guided. Not guided, but directed,
right?
Intuitively directed, because I'm putting this out to the universe, and then, okay, so what's the next inspirational action? Which now I'm going to make it a a thing of going into the workout like that, asking the question first, and then just working out and seeing what happens. I think that's probably my best way, Sherry,
right.
to do it. And is there anything with trust?
No, I think you're. I think you're building the trust. I think you're building the trust with your statements, and that's your alignment. So I think that we've sort of hit on the integral piece we need to work on with you. Just that doing every day the everyday building and creating the foundation of how you, and then your intuition is just going to be really strong from that. So you know.
Okay.
You're in the medical intuitive, right? So we also went on over how to tell if something's weak or strong, because I get full sentences, but you might just get yes or no. And there are ways that you can do that too.
Yeah.
It was a pleasure to talk to you today.
Yes. Thank you so much, Sherry. Appreciate
it. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, we're going to take a web caller from Sweden. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, am I on?
Yes, you are. Is this...
Okay, thank you.
Who is this?
Anna-Karin.
Hi, Anna, how are you?
Fine, I've been... I think everything you say is so wise, and I learned so much from this. These calls, and
thank
I
you.
Appreciate very much.
Thank you.
This dolphin week, I've been dreaming so much about elephants.
I love elephants.
I do too. I do even more now. And I don't know if I have some connection to them or something.
When you dream about them, what do you dream?
They cuddle me.
Like protective?
No, like they want to you cuddle a child. They cuddle me.
Oh, cuddle. Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
So do you? So you probably feel much more connected to the pachyderm realm, and do you have any? Thing you'd like to say or share with us about that?
Pardon, about what?
About the elephants? Do you have anything you'd like to share with your experience cuddling with them?
Just something about that I thought about that's been happening this week.
That is so beautiful. Very beautiful.
Yeah.
Did you have another question? You did? They're good guides for you.
During the calls, and I feel so much stronger, and I've had my session with you, and I just want to tell you that I learned a lot, and I think I'm getting really strong, and my core is, a lot is changing. It's not, I haven't had any big changes in my life, but I feel more all together and whole.
Yeah, the inner working is where it begins, because there's your foundation. And then it can start bringing in. So when you feel, you know, that's right, and you'll probably know it soon. You can put out in the universe or build a garden about something that you'd like and see what happens.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Skype caller from Pune. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, hi, Sherry. Yeah, thank you for taking my call. Yeah.
You're welcome. Yeah. What is your name?
Yashwant.
Yashwant. Hi, nice to meet you again. I think we had a session a while back. Yeah.
Yes, session, yeah. And I was, n number of times I again listened to the session, and each time I feel better. And I know, actually, Sherry, that there are some internal changes taking place. Somewhere I know I'm feeling better. in power, I know, but still those manifestations are still not in the 3D world, just as I told you, from December, still I am, even though I am an anesthesiologist and I was working in Tanzania, Dar es Salaam, as you know, still the I am without any job, and I told you that some job placement agency called Alwaija, they are cheated me with the money. They are not giving the refund, like that nearly $15,000 with this agency, $15,000 with the hospital where I was working in Tanzania. It is still with them, and they are not still in that mood to return. And means I know it is something within me, still it is not released, and new job still not manifesting. So
okay. All right, so let's go ahead and let's touch this up for you. So take a deep breath and let's fill the cup of receiving. And any entangled shame is the first one that comes up. So let's love the part that feels the shame. Let's strengthen you for the patterns of denying yourself deep down. So are they giving you a reason for the delay, or are they just saying, no, we're not going to pay you, or are they saying you're going to get it but later? What is the message you're getting?
Just because I left the job, because they had suddenly reduced my salary, they are telling because you left and all those things, actually we are at a loss. So, but that has been their mentality with every person that works over there or and leaves. So they are giving such a reason, and same with the job agency that I cancelled because they couldn't do the placement for 6 months after giving me waiting. And since I was not here, they are taking that. It is like that in India. Nobody wants to return the money. And
So they're saying no. So they're saying no, they don't want to pay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So sometimes when we're hanging on to things that are owed to us, it keeps us from having new things come in, because the strongest energy that we're putting out is that we need this debt paid before we're willing to move forward. When sometimes we do have to cut our losses, but sometimes we do need to strengthen the whole energy around the neutrality of getting it or not getting it. Because when we keep hanging on, we put a lot of energy into the fight and the justice. And it sounds, I mean, you're describing a very unjust situation, but all that energy can make it show you that you're not moving on. So then it becomes in your best interest to go ahead and work with all the parts that are hanging on to that, you know, large amount of money being paid for you, to you. So let's go ahead and take a deep breath. And all the parts of yourself that are in shock over not getting paid, let's love those parts. Okay, a part that feels that is undeserving, there's some shame in that. Let's love that part. There's a feeling of being zeroed out or crossed out. We're going to love that part. . 100% infinite potential to receive all that is due you. Now this is in the alignment realm. I don't want that in the mental realm. I mean, if you can get an attorney and they can fight and get it back, that's fine. But, you know, we might need your alignment to be for the next job. And if they pay you, that's gravy. Sometimes we miss big financial opportunities. But the quicker we get back in our feet, the more things flow. And then we have an opportunity to make up all things that are due us. So it can come in a different way, if not from them. So let's strengthen you to accept all things that are owed to you. Okay, so there is a lot of resistance to that. And I think some of that resistance is you feel like there's going to be like a payback or something bad could come to you. So let's go ahead and love these parts that have the brakes on to keep bad things from coming to you. Okay. When we get really burned out over a job not working right for us, somehow that energy is present when we interview for new jobs. And no one wants to hire someone who's still burned out and upset through the last job. It's a subtle thing. You may be hiding it well, but some part of them is picking up on it. So it within the field. So let's go ahead and update and rejuvenate these parts that are feeling burned out by the struggle to get what's owed you. And then I also want to love the parts that are afraid to get what's owed you because you feel like it would, but some things in your life you're owed a bad consequence. Do you feel that?
Yes.
Okay, now that one is very strong, big piece of yourself. I'm strengthening your core to bring that in now, and everyone on the call can participate in whatever aspect of them is similar, or just go ahead and allow things to come back that are owed to you. Okay. We're talking divine alignment. All right. So, for everyone, we're going to send out infinity symbols for all the cosmic debts to be paid to us that are owed to us for our highest and best good. Okay, there is something that it feels like you believe it's like a karma, so I need to really move that density. So let me get in there. And all the places you feel cut off from source. Strengthening those patterns. Do you have any jobs that you have been applying for recently?
I'm applying. There is one from Kenya. Long back, there was one from Israel.
Uh huh.
Like that.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And there are many from the Gulf, but. This time not called, means not feel like going back to Gulf. I have been over there.
Yeah. You want to go someplace that feels good to you. I feel like you want to apply for like 3 jobs, and it feels like one should be stronger than the others, but they all, certainly 2 would be good possibilities. Okay, 100% infinite potential, body, mind, and spirit. All right, I feel like I want to just bring in a lot of light for you right now, just to kind of wash away some of these old sorrows and feelings. So I'm going to do that right now. The part that feels the loss. Okay. Do you have a young boy?
Yes.
Okay, strengthening some information there. Going to stay quiet for what it is, but just neutralizing that. Okay. Thank you. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, other thing actually I wanted to share to you, Sherry. Like when we are one-to-one session, that time I had told you about my family issue.
Yes.
Wife. And yes. She had left with the kids. And you did some healing. And it was like that. She doesn't want to come, but she was just trying, asking for this or that money, just asking for money. Already she had taken a lot. And after you did some activations, immediately next day only I had gone to meet my children. And there she suddenly... Instead of she with mutual consent, she asked for the divorce. Means I don't know if it is a good sign or bad sign, but something happened. She was just about taking out money and not coming together and not allowing to stay separately also. So something happened. She asked, and now she is after just we want divorce. She and her family. So again, that is the issue.
Okay, so she wants a divorce. Right? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. So all the parts of yourself that feel sad about that and loss around that. So she gets to have whatever she wants and you get to have what you want. So let's strengthen both of you within that field. So all the parts of yourself that you're giving away that you need to hold to yourself. So how we were talking to the other caller about bleeding, her strength bleeding. Let's go ahead and bring all of your strength back because you'll be able to be a better father if we hold your strength. So I feel like there's an energy that bothers you about all this, and it's in the strength, it's in several areas, but I want to just do a quick strengthening for you with it. Are you able to see your son?
Yes.
Good.
Yeah, meet him occasionally, whenever, but because of other things, he doesn't allow to meet or tries to put some hurdles, something.
It's going to get better because you're going to get stronger. So you're still bleeding some energy here. So just keep going to your core and strengthen it. Go to your core and strengthen, strengthen, strengthen. You don't want to escape this. You want to just build that spiritual core and all the parts of you that want to escape it or be in the past. So a big part of your life has just shifted, but it has an opportunity to do much better. So I think your financial abundance, you know, this has been like a downward spiral. Part of it is probably where you went to work, which weren't really good places for you. But let's strengthen yourself back up out of that. So that's what we're doing. Thank you for calling today.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. It was very
You're
good
welcome.
Session. And you pinpointed
You're
the
welcome.
Issues correctly. Yeah.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, so let's go to Thousand Oaks, 805.
Goodness, that's Hi. Me.
Hi.
Hi, Sherry. It's Vicki.
Hi, Vicki.
Oh my goodness, I'm so excited. I'm in both of the groups and I feel there's quite a connection or relation between my health and my finances. And I've been retired for a couple years, almost 2 years, not quite. And I gave so much. I loved my job. I was a special ed teacher, and I gave an awful lot of my time and my energy, and I think my essence to my students.
Mm.
And I miss it a lot. And at the same time, there's a part of me that doesn't want to work. And because I think I'm afraid that I'm going to go down that road again and kind of work myself to the bone, kind of a thing.
Right.
And there's one thing I've been kind of trained to do, a form of energy work that I think I could do that wouldn't exhaust me. And
mm-hmm.
yet I'm not doing anything about bringing that forward in my life. I feel that there's a part of me that's keeping me in kind of a stuck state.
Okay.
And but I am exhausted too. So I don't whatever you see or whatever you can assist with, I'd be very grateful for.
So here's a good thing to remember. When you're exhausted, you're not gonna create anything you really want later, or you'll create it and you won't be able to follow through. So we always deal with the exhaustion first. So let's go into what that exhaustion is. Describe it to me better. Low
fatigue.
Energy?
Fatigue. Yes.
Okay, let's start with fatigue. All the places you're holding fatigue, let's delete that. Zero minus infinity and reset. Okay, so are you leaking energy? Not really. You're worried, though. So all the places that you're worried, let's bring back the essence that you left on the table, other places. People can't really use your essence, so let's bring it back. I feel like the fatigue for you is a little bit of like holding yourself still or in place, like a promise that you made yourself. Does that sound familiar? Did you promise yourself a rest or something?
Yes, perhaps, because I felt like I was so burned out, and I felt like, yeah, I would spend time kind of in self-care and renewal, and yeah, but it also feels like this could have been something from a long, long time ago as well.
Yeah, okay. So the renewal, I think you've done a lot of that. So
mm-hmm.
all the places where you vowed to take care of yourself, which and take care of yourself maybe not working, let's love these parts. We need to rewire you to work or financial abundance or ways that you participate in your money being something that you feel loving about and fun about and that replenishes you. So let's strengthen you to that. Okay, so the part of you that believes that this exchange, this energy exchange, will always exhaust you, let's love that part.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's like a little piece of your soul in a dark box, so I'm going to pull it out. Bring it into your heart, and it's syncing up. How are you feeling?
Teary and shaky.
Yeah. Go ahead.
There was a warmth, too, that was coming to me.
Yeah. When the soul pieces come back, it often feels warm. And when it starts syncing up, it feels like it softens. And once the sync up begins, it's inevitable that it will synthesize and be a part of you again. However, how long that takes is up to you. So then we just keep loving that part until it continues to sync up. And a lot of times I get things going for people, but I haven't completed them, or we'd never, you know, move on. But so just keep loving that part, and it will completely synthesize within you. And then you'll be able to create something different. Thank you. It was a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you. I feel a fear, though.
Okay.
I don't know what that is. If it's just a fear that I can't do it, or I don't know what it is. It's the shakiness.
It's the contract. It's the contract that you are doing. So you're loving yourself through the layers of the contract. So the shakiness of not being able to do it is part of the reason that you set up that split to not do it. So you'd want it, but then you couldn't because you had that agreement with yourself not to. So you're reliving all the places you were when you made that agreement. So part of it is to love yourself enough to make agreements with yourself that free you from these old protective ones, but also that do not give away your essence again.
Yeah.
Like you said, you had already identified something you could do that you knew would not be the same.
Yeah.
I did that too. I had to make an agreement with myself to not work 7 days a week. And so these are these are things that we do in order to keep ourselves in alignment and keep ourselves fresh. But you'll know because within your core, it'll give you the big yes when it's right for you.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome,
so
Vicki. You're welcome. It's okay to cry. Just let those tears out. That's just that's what happened before. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hi, Lisa?
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
I'm loving this call. That the woman you talked to, even though it says everything was talking to me.
Uh-huh.
I was thinking, you know, because I'm needing to get a job and get income coming in, and all these years I've been waiting for things to change, but the key, whenever I look at different jobs, you know, I don't have the confidence. I feel like I'm not confident or competent to do it. And then I also feel, because I feel the tiredness or the fear of I wouldn't physically be able to not be exhausted or I'm not saying this very well. It's that all the same fears of not being physically or mentally or emotionally being able to do these things.
Okay. So this is why we strengthen ourselves. So let's go into our core, strengthen 100% infinite potential for a job I love doing with people I love doing it with and who love doing it with me. 100% infinite potential, all patterns that I have agreed to, vows, promises, anything in the way of having that scenario, we'll delete zero minus infinity and reset. And let's go into all the parts of yourself that feel like you're not competent. So let's bring in all the soul fractal pieces that feel like you are stepping into the world and you will not be accepted, that you'll be rejected as not being good enough. And let's bring those parts in. Okay, just let that unconditional love flow in your heart. strengthening your core to accept them. So also, I feel like there's some self-torture. So all the parts of yourself that torture yourself about whether you're good enough or not, or you'll be rejected or not, let's love those parts. And just, you know, how we talked about the mind can chew up our energy flow. So we'll just move our mind above our body and just ask it a simple question. Is it true that I'm not competent for any job? It'd be exhausting to have a job that you were always worried about whether you were good enough for or you were about to be rejected for, right?
Yes.
Okay, so let's love all these parts that have experienced this negativity and delete. So all the places that you're holding the pattern of these experiences. Is this something that's happened to you or you've just been afraid it would happen to you? Going into the quantum and pulling it out from the empty spaces, the quantum, all the cells, the tissues, the atoms, up to the muscular structure, the fascia, up to the skin and down again, just cleaning all the parts of yourself out. So tell me, have you had this experience before?
Yes.
Okay. So what did you feel? Or what remains of what you felt?
It's, you know, some, like, unfairness or betrayal.
Okay. So let's bring in the parts that felt unfairness and betrayal. So I think when you feel that betrayal, it's sort of like you freeze up. Is that the case?
That what? I'm sorry.
Freeze up?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to just remove some of your fractal pieces from that frozen place. There you go. When we get more energy to flow, we're able to make the right choices for ourselves and we're able to attract things to ourselves. And, you know, so when we get real aligned with ourselves, we'll know where our appreciation is. You know, you'll want to be in a place where you like being with them and they like being with you. So you want that appreciation to flow. So for you, this is probably a lifetime thing that you've been working on. So, so that self-love, all the places that you deny yourself self-love, delete all those patterns and reset. Everyone loves being with you. How does that feel?
I feel some truth there.
Yeah. Good. So all the places that don't feel that, we'll just delete that and love the parts that are within that consciousness. Okay, I'm going to work on your alignment a little bit. Here we go. Hey, how are you feeling?
I feel tingly. I feel movement, energy movement. I feel warmer.
Oh, that's good. That's really good. Thank you very much.
There's one other, well, there's many, but this one other thing that's been concerning me is, well, all my life I've kind of had these, what I call brain glitches of misperceiving things,
mm-hmm.
And lately it's been even worse. Like I'll see something and I'm seeing it wrong. It's almost like seeing something dyslexically in if that type of energy.
Okay.
It's not misunderstand. It's misunderstanding what I'm seeing. A simple case. One of the last times I was at the library and I was looking at DVDs and I was seeing that they were not in the order that they should be, and there just one section of them. And then I asked about, and there I kept seeing it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's the best example. But it's, or I'll, you know, read something and I see something completely different, and when I reread it, it's not what I was seeing. It's not getting what's very simple to the general public. It's complicated to me, but some things that are complicated to others are easier for me.
That's true with that sometimes. And so we work on our strengths and we just double check our what we think is weak. Now we can work on this, you know, in other ways, but the first thing we do is you stay centered, grounded, and you just let go of excess energy, worry, and just stay neutral to whether you see it wrong or see it right. So that we need to take a little bit more time on, but what you would do is you would neutralize whether you get it right. And so there's been an awful lot of beating yourself up for these things. So you want to constantly neutralize seeing it correctly, seeing it incorrectly, interpreting it correctly, misinterpreting it, and where it's okay that you did that and that you're not beating yourself up for it. So that's the first thing we do. And then the second thing we would do is start focusing on your strengths, what you are strong with. And then it's just simple. When you know that you're likely to misread something, give yourself a little more time to read it again. And just that in itself can help the brain start working. The other thing we do, it's not that your brain isn't working, it's just that aligning with how you're perceiving things is make sure you're not holding other energy in your body that's not you. And I imagine that you're holding a voice in your head that beats yourself up.
Yes.
It's probably parental. So you want to love yourself that participated that way, that was born into a life where that happened a lot. Just keep loving. Let's all love these parts of ourselves. Okay, there's an alignment that happened for you just there. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sherry. I love you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay, everyone. It was just a pleasure to talk to you today. I'm so sorry about the beginning of our program having that energy with it, but we'll cut it out for our replay. I'm hoping that we can do that. And so you can start right into the replay without listening to the rest of it. I'm sending everyone a coupon today for sessions because I know some of you are really deep into your process, but you just want a little extra energy. And you're welcome to work with me privately. I'll be sending that out. And then also, I do have I have another package coming out that we'll be doing in April. If you're interested in that just keep with your mail because it'll be coming. And I just want to give everybody a big hug. And thank you so much for participating. I've just really loved working with all of you in the Abundance Playground. And I want to just say a big aloha to everyone.
Aloha.
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 Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sherry.
Bye bye.
Thank you, Sherry. I got the last bit of the call.
Okay, great. Thank you. Bye bye.
Thank you, Sherry.
Bye.
Aloha. Thank you.
Aloha.